in our Unitarian Universalist tradition, prayer is high on the list of provocative words, like God and sin and evil. And I'm sure for many folks here, it brings up a very specific activity that may or may not be meaningful to you. I've heard folks say that we should just throw out the word because it just doesn't work for so many religious liberals. And while I understand that perspective, I also think the word and the practice is worthy of being reconsidered in new light. Words are malleable. Their meaning shifts and changes over time and in different contexts. A while ago, I was reading a novel that was set in Norway in the late 19th century. And the main character at several points takes a cab to another part of town. The first few times when I read that, the word cab, I imagined the image that popped into my head was a yellow, checkered Lincoln town car with a light on top of it and a blaring horn. But of course, that would not fit the setting of the story. I had to remind myself that cabs in this time were pulled by horses over narrow cobblestone streets. Words are symbols. They do not mean things on their own. Rather, they represent meaning, which can shift and change. A cab is essentially a hired ride. While that meaning has not changed, the vehicles have changed dramatically. So what comes to mind when you think of the word prayer? Monks rising at dawn in a monastery? Women kneeling and tucking handwritten notes in the spaces in a wall in Jerusalem? A child kneeling at her bedside, hands folded, reciting something she may not fully understand? Terrified soldiers huddling together in a foxhole? I offer prayer here most Sundays during the service. But do you ever pray on your own? What are we even doing when we pray? To be totally honest, prayer was not something I valued or really paid much attention to for most of my life. But in the last 4 or 5 years, I've come to a totally new understanding of what it is and how to do it right. And yes, there is a right way. And when you do it right, it absolutely works every time. Prayer has helped me make it through some of the most challenging experiences that I have faced, and now I'm hooked. And this morning, I'm hoping to reintroduce prayer to you. We're going to explore the idea together, and all it's going to really take is your willingness to do that. Are you willing? Excellent. Good crowd. So for a moment, I invite you to set aside all your preconceived notions about prayer. Consider that what we're talking about is simply an intentional opening of our awareness to a deeper source of wisdom. You don't even have to believe in God to pray. The source of wisdom can be something dwelling deep in your mind or your heart, that you can imagine bubbling up into your awareness in the right conditions. Or it can be like tuning the dial of your own personal internal radio receiver to tune into the frequency of the wisdom of the collective unconscious. No matter how you envision this intentional opening to deeper wisdom, one thing is clear. It's about getting yourself out of the way. It's about letting go of the typical mental chatter. You have to first learn to identify that critical voice in your head, that voice that's filled with opinions and judgments and puts distance between you and everyone else. Prayer is about opening a channel of communication with something that is beyond or beneath that voice. So let's try simply setting an intention together. I invite you to close your eyes and to take a deep breath or two. Sometimes it helps if I place my hand on my heart. Just bring your awareness into your body into the center of your head, if you can. And imagine that you can offer an invitation to your own deeper source of wisdom. You don't have to do anything in particular. You're just making space. You're just quieting your own chatter and noise for a moment so that you can hear and feel what I like to think of as the holy hum of life itself as it vibrates through your whole being. You're just setting an intention of listening. Now, as we sing our next song together, I invite you to hear it as a prayer. So open your eyes, that'll make it easier to turn in your hymnal to number 123, Spirit of Life. Let's remain seated and just sing this quietly together. Spirit of Life, come to me. The song is a beckoning. It's an intentional remembering of who we are as spiritual beings. It's a recalibration to our highest aspirations of love and justice. Prayer is also about coming into truth. It's about stepping into the deep appreciation of the beauty of the world and the depth of human kindness as we witness all around us. It's also about honesty and looking with clear eyes at the pain and the struggles in our lives and in the lives of others. Yesterday, we learned of horrible violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. It was terrifying to witness what can happen when people reinforce bigotry in one another to such a radical degree. Yes, we also have to acknowledge that human beings are capable of such incomprehensible violence and hatred. And when I turn inward in prayer, it becomes clear just how disconnected these people have managed to become from their own divinity, from their own source of love and wisdom. When we allow hate or fear to guide us, we've given over entirely to our small ego selves. But I also believe that in every person, no matter how evil their behavior, how devoid of love they may seem, the divine connection is still there, lying dormant, waiting to bring light and love back into their awareness if given the chance. It is never too late to be saved by love. Friends, we need one another. We need to feel loved and held in a community that cares for us and sees us, knows us, and will remind us how cherished and loved we are when we forget. Because sometimes we do forget, don't we? We come to know ourselves most deeply in relationship to others. And it is these relationships that hold us in a web of connectedness that helps us to stay linked to our own higher holy selves. One of the reasons that we gather in this fellowship is to create meaningful community. We do this in part by sharing our lives with one another. Here we invite one another into our own personal struggles and our celebrations so that we can be seen and known to one another. So I would like to invite anyone who is facing a struggle, needing support, or celebrating something deeply meaningful that you would like for this community to know about, to come forward and to share that now. So I said earlier that prayer is an intentional opening of our awareness to a deeper source of wisdom. It requires intentionality to open our awareness because the ego self, the small self, is preoccupied with all the mundane details of daily life, and it chatters at us all day long. This ego voice, the voice of the personality, can confuse us. It can tie us up in conceptual knots and keep us from being able to see things clearly. When I have been faced with difficult situations or challenging interpersonal dynamics, I try to keep my bearings by asking, what would love do? My ego has its own ideas of what is right or wrong. All it really cares about is feeling good. My ego is motivated by being right. Doesn't that feel good? Being right. Being perceived as good and innocent, and gaining approval from others. But I also know that those impulses cannot be trusted to guide me down the path of wisdom, and they will not make me or the ones I love truly happy either. So I try to navigate my life from a higher perspective, and I've come to believe that prayer is the name for whatever process you do to help you get the answer to that question, what would love do? So maybe you imagine prayer is about inviting the quiet vibration of life itself or God to enter into your awareness. But another way to think of what you're getting in touch with is what remains present when the ego voice has grown quiet? What is running in the background when you close down the ego's noise and clutter and constant complaints and judgments is your own communication channel to the source of wisdom and information. Sometimes I like to picture it like an energetic umbilical cord, a channel through which information and inspiration is received. It's always open and available to us, and there's nothing we have to do to create it or to maintain it, and everyone has one. It's our divine inheritance. It comes standard on all models. And all we have to do to access it is identify and then let go of whatever is blocking us from experiencing it. So prayer is really a practice of letting go. And like all spiritual practices, it actually takes practice to get better at it. And it's very much like meditation in that way. The main difference between prayer and meditation, is the way I understand it, is that there is more intentionality in prayer. There's often a question that I'm holding that I want some clarity about. I think it would be useful for us to just shred that image of the person kneeling by the bedside beseeching the Santa Claus God, right, for whatever goodies that they want in their life. Prayer can take so many forms. I have a friend named Zoe who says she imagines that there are two versions of herself. There's Big Zoe, who is wise and loving and non-egoic, and there is Little Zoe, who sometimes makes selfish choices and gets confused easily and befuddled. So sometimes my friend gets quiet and she imagines asking Big Zoe to help her make decisions and to see things more clearly. And that is absolutely prayer. That's her way of experiencing that. And prayer can simply be the intention of breathing peace into your body and breathing out love back into the world. So I invite you now to sing our chant that we sing most Sundays. The words are in your order of service. We'll sing it and then we'll follow it by some silence to see if you can sense what it feels like to breathe in peace and breathe out love. And then we'll sing it a second time. Part of what I have found makes prayer work in my life is letting go of the idea that I know what is best in any situation. We cannot see through all directions of time and space, so we cannot possibly know what anything is truly for. I've heard so many stories of people who were disappointed and thought their prayers had gone unanswered when they didn't get something that they were praying for, only to have something even better that they never would have even imagined show up in their lives. Prayer is not for directing the course of events. It's to keep us spiritually limber and open to whatever comes our way. It's for reducing our resistance to what is happening in the present moment and aligning ourselves with the unalterable flow of the Tao. It is to help lift us out of our limited understanding of any situation and see instead through holy eyes, through the clear lens of love. But I don't want to just talk at you about prayer without giving you an opportunity to play with it a little bit, to sink into your own experience. So I'm going to invite you once again to get settled in your seat as comfortably as you can. Take some deep breaths. Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. Put your feet on the ground if that's comfortable for you. And again, you might want to place your hand on your heart. Just notice any tension in your body and allow those places to soften. And then look into your heart. What do you notice? What do you feel there? Do you feel some tension? Maybe some tightness or restriction? Some source of conflict? Just go ahead and feel whatever feelings come along with this noticing. And there may be tears, that's okay. Everyone else has their eyes closed. You're safe here. And just see if any words appear in your mind to identify whatever that tightness or struggle is. See if a question forms. And now imagine your being opening and becoming a clear channel, a hollow vessel. You might like to picture light maybe filling you on the inside, your own flesh and bones moving aside, making room for insight, for clarity, for creativity. Let's just sit for a few moments with this state of openness and receptivity. And then let us offer thanks and gratitude for this connection, no matter what happened for you this morning. And when you feel ready, bring yourself back into this space, wiggle your fingers and your toes, open your eyes. My friends, this stuff works. It's not hocus pocus, it's not woo-woo, it's not magical thinking. That when you feel it work in your life, or begin to work as you work with it, it can feel miraculous. And if you are interested in learning more, developing your own practice that is unique to you, I'm happy to help you. It is so very good to be with you all this morning. It is good to be together. Amen and blessed be.